It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Saturday, everybody. Good to have you listening in on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station here on this Labor Day weekend. And you're driving, drive carefully, and have a wonderful weekend, time of recreation, and a time of enjoying yourself, enjoying your family. And for the next hour, we're going to pray, because we're praying around the clock. The Holy Spirit spoke to me several months ago and said, I want you to lead prayer over internet radio 24 hours a day. I didn't know how I could do that, but here I am. So this is your 24-hour internet prayer station around the clock, around the globe. We pray for revival in America. Another spiritual awakening. We have some things on the docket, including today we are praying for County Clerk Kim Davis of Rowan County, Kentucky, who has been jailed because of her denial of issuing licenses, marriage licenses to same-sex couples. And we're going to pray for her. We're going to pray about this situation. But first of all, here is Mike Huckabee with a comment concerning Kim Davis.
Let me make one statement that I want to get out today, because I think it's a very important one. In Kentucky today, there is a county clerk who is showing more courage, more conviction and more of a better understanding of the Constitution than virtually any elected official in America, than virtually any candidate for president, and certainly more than many of the people who run our government in Washington. She's a Democrat, and I salute her today, and I stand with her. And I talk about Kim Davis. I spoke to her by phone this morning. I call to encourage her and to thank her for not capitulating to what is really nothing less than judicial tyranny. When she's being told she has to issue marriage license, she's asking the right question: under whose authority? And the Supreme Court issued a decision, but there has been no law enacted that would create for her the mechanism to do that. And she's showing a much clearer understanding of the Constitution than most of the elected officials in this country who have capitulated and surrendered to judicial tyranny. And I thank God for Kim Davis, and I hope more Americans will stand with her.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, we certainly are not at this point, and we won't endorse at this point any certain person for president, that's running for president of the United States, but we certainly endorse the comments that's made by Governor Mike Huckabee. And we must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we are in a war on Christianity in America. And it's not just concerning Kim Davis, even though the news media is making her out to be a bigot, as some type of religious nut. They are focusing on her four marriages, which she has confessed that she's only known Jesus for a short time, and that she did make wrong choices over the years before she accepted the Lord. They're not focusing on her being a Democrat, and this is not just about Kim Davis. We need to pray today. We're going to pray for her, but it's not just about her. There's a war on Christianity that's coming down the pike, and soon every pastor that refuses to marry. Or do a same-sex wedding will be fined or be imprisoned, as well as business people and other entities and situations and individuals, companies. It will move down the food chain, down the ladder. It will come, and everybody will need to comply. Will need to comply, and everybody that does not comply will suffer consequences. And so here's a woman that is standing against what she believes is not right, and she is standing against she is standing for principles of the Word of God. And so we need to pray for her today. And because of her stance, this is bringing to light the war that is on Christianity, that no person who has any type of a public forum will be overlooked. And we know that we know that it's all coming to a place where we either declare that we are going to be neutral and we're going to sidestep all of this, or we're going to give out, give up, give in, and those who will not comply will suffer the consequences. So, you know, Esther said, she said in the book of Esther, when they were going to kill the Jews in her day, she said, you know, if we remain silent, we're all going to perish. So, you know, I know that there's a lot of pastors today. They're not going to say anything. And you know, even one of my favorite television networks, the most conservative network, one of the most conservatives I know of, the reporter, he was poking fun, making light of Kim Davis because she'd been married four times. And so we're coming to this. We're coming to this where television stations are going to comply, and Christian television stations will have to comply. Everybody on the internet will have to comply, and pastors will have to comply. And so there's going to be compliance. And we are moving into a neutral, we're moving into neutrality, a neutral gender society that everybody must comply with. And we know that in the marketplace, we know that Target's leading the way, saying they're going to take down all of their gender signs. And so, you know, the pastors there in Houston, they've been facing a war. So we need to pray. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I know that these are challenging days because the moral compass in America has been lost, displaced, and everyone that stands for righteousness is going to be ridiculed. They're going to be mocked. They're going to be made fun of. They're going to be hissed. And so these are difficult days. These are difficult days when certain judges are ordering people to jail, to prison, and those that will not comply to governmental authority will be imprisoned. And we know there's a disregard for the Word of God. We pray for Kim Davis right now, who simply says, I cannot deny my faith. I cannot deny the principles of God's Word and violate my conscience. And this is where many, many, many are coming to in days to come. It's going to happen. It's happening in the military. It's happening in many different locations. It's happening in businesses. And so, Father, we pray right now concerning this war on Christianity. And we know there's going to be trumped up charges. We know there's going to be ridicule. There's going to be mockery. And everyone that stands for righteousness will be mocked and will be isolated from society and will be silenced or else. So we pray for Kim Davis in Jesus' name. And we ask, Lord, that you be with her and minister to her. Lord, as she stands for what she believes as an elected official is right. And so we pray for her right now. We pray for her family. We pray, Lord, as she spends that time in prison, in jail, that you would give her special grace in Jesus' name. And may we as Christians understand the war that is happening on Christianity, that many of us will come to the place where we will have to surrender what the Bible says, what the Scripture says, what our conscience has declared. We'll either have to surrender that or suffer the consequences. So we know this is a serious thing. It's not just some woman that is trying to be rebellious, but it's a woman that is standing for her faith, and we pray for her right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, we know that persecution all across America has begun, and we know that the news media is trying to make this woman out as some person that is strange, rebellious, and is defying government. But we pray for her right now in Jesus' name. We pray for Kim Davis, that you help her and that you bless her. And we pray right now concerning this nation. Lord, we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. Lord, we need you. We need you, Lord. We need you, God. And we know that you are the solution. You are the answer. And Lord, it's just time that we as a nation gets on our knees and calls upon you, Lord, for you are our hope. And so I pray for every person that is being persecuted in America on this Saturday. Lord, Kim Davis and others that are standing for what they believe is right, we pray for her and we pray for others. Lord, it's time that our nation gets on our knees, because we need a revival. We need another spiritual awakening. And we ask, God, that you help us now, that you help us, because only you can help us now. And we need you in Jesus' name.
Listen for your voice.
Okay, there you have Dennis Jernigan and Twyla Paris. On my knees. Father, we just need to get on our knees here in America. We need to proclaim that Jesus is Lord over this nation. Lord, we just need revival in America. And somebody said, what is revival? I declare the revival is anything you need it to be. We need revival. We need a spiritual awakening. We've already had two in America, but I know that you operate in three, Lord. So we pray for another spiritual awakening. In Jesus' name, where people turn to Jesus Christ. And it's all about that name, Jesus. People hate the name of Jesus. We're forbidden to say the name of Jesus. All of the NBA basketball games now, only one NBA city, NBA team uses the name of Jesus. We don't want to offend anyone. And so it's all about the name of Jesus. We don't want the name of Jesus, and we don't want to accept that the Bible is a divine word from God. So we pray right now, Father God, on our knees for another spiritual awakening in America. Because we need you today, Lord. We need you today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I have to know that revival is in motion. And at the same time, when the news media is focusing on all the negativity they can focus on, because there's a new story every day, then we know that stories and happenings concerning what God is doing, what the Holy Ghost is doing, what the Holy Spirit is at work concerning, we don't hear much of that. But I want to play a one minute clip. I have a spiritual son in Abilene, Texas. His name is James Parker. And he's on a well-known country music station there three times a day. And he gives a revival minute. So I want to play one of these, and just to let you know that there are some things happening across America that we need to honor and recognize. And James is on for those of you that live in the Abilene, Texas area. He's on country station KLGD 106.9 at 5:55 a.m. and 5:55 p.m. Monday, 5:55 a.m., 11:55 a.m., and 5:55 p.m. Monday through Friday. All three 5:55s, and he does a minute there. And I've had the honor of introducing him three times a day. And so I just wanted to play one of these. And I know that you are going to be blessed as I play one of these minutes with James Parker. So here we go. There's no time like right now to have a revival in your life. This is your Revival Radio Minute with revivalist James Parker.
Remember when Jesus came into the temple flipping over tables and taking a whip to people, and what he said? He said, "My Father's house will be a house of prayer for all nations." Prayer is important. As a matter of fact, it's so important that when the disciples had a question for Jesus, they didn't ask, "Teach us how to worship," or "Teach us how to study the Word," or "Teach us how to preach." They said, "Lord, teach us how to pray." And he gave them what we call today the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's house should be a house of prayer. And by the way, you are the Lord's house. So pray today. Bring your petitions before the Lord. It's the most powerful thing the Lord has given us. This is revivalist James Parker reminding you that you can live in revival.
Well, thank you very much, James Parker, one of my spiritual sons here in Abilene, on three times a day on that country station, there, KLGD 106.9 on your radio dial. I had the got the privilege of introducing there three times a day, Monday through Friday, 5:55 a.m., 5:55 a.m., and 5:55 p.m. there in Abilene, Texas, KLGD 106.9. And I'm so thankful for what God is doing all across the land. I believe there's a hunger for God. I believe that the Holy Spirit is at work in ways that we have not anticipated. But I really see an army of young people coming out of obscurity to preach the gospel to their generation. And I believe there is a call for preachers. And the Holy Spirit put this in my heart 2 or 3 years ago. Where are all of the preachers? We're all the preachers. And who is a preacher? A preacher is one that raises his voice in a melodious tone and declares with great passion the word of God. So we got a lot of talkers today, a lot of motivational speakers. May I say that without sounding negative? We got a lot of talkers and motivational speakers and teachers. We need some preachers, some young men, young ladies that will preach, will sweat a little bit, and raise their voice and declare. The Bible said that Peter on the day of Pentecost raised his voice and he preached the gospel. So there is a cry today for preachers. And so let it be, Lord. Call them up, Lord. Call them out, Lord. You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time, anytime, around the clock, around the globe, as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening on this Saturday. We are praying, and we're praying the Lord's Prayer. Yes, we are.
Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Father, give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, Lord, as we forgive those who sin against us. Father, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Because we say, yours and yours alone is the kingdom, is the power, is the glory. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Forever, oh, forever and ever. Forever. Amen.
Well, we're going to run to you, Lord, here on BPN Radio. This is Michael W. Smith. He'll be on with us next week on BPN. We're going to run to you, Lord. Let's do it.
Control, I give up control. I can't carry this alone. I've tried for so long. I've tried to make it on my own. Now dreams are scattered on the ground, and now I'm on my knees. I'm weak. if my scars could speak, they'd say their grace. Here's my only hope. Grace is showing me the way to where all my shadows disappear. And healing waits for me. I can't help myself. I can't help myself. I'm gonna run to you. I can't help myself. I can't help myself. I'm gonna run to you, run to you. I'm gonna run to you. Draws me in. Tonight I'm just a heart running back home. Everything is pushed aside. All my plans and all my pride. Tonight I'm just a heart coming back home. Oh yeah. I can't.
Okay, there you have Michael W. Smith, and I'm going to run to you, Michael W. Smith. My friend's going to be on with us next weekend sometime on BPN Radio, and he wanted me to remind you that he's co-starring in 90 Minutes in Heaven, which comes out actually next Friday, September the 11th, 9/11. And Michael W. Smith will be in that. He'll be talking about it on the broadcast next week. And I trust that you'll get out and see this movie. Going to play a little trailer about 90 Minutes in Heaven. So here we go.
I was the father of three children, a husband of a wonderful wife, a man with a great future. On January 18th, 1989, I died. When I woke up, I was in heaven.
The man in the red Ford is deceased. I'd like to pray for him.
He's alive! You got a pulse?
Heard Don's car was wrecked by an 18-wheeler.
Your husband is very badly injured. We are doing everything we can to save him.
I'm so scared. God, please help us.
It's going to be tough, but Don needs you now.
I fought all I can. I'm ready to die.
You got all these people who care so much for you, and you have no idea how much they love you.
We're going to pray all night for you. We're taking over from here.
Denied them the blessing of caring You were right. Amidst all the suffering, I've learned that heaven is real. You prayed? I'm here.
Okay, there you have the movie trailer, 90 Minutes in Heaven, which will be in theaters starting next Friday, 9/11. Good to have you listening in. You're on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Let me pray for you right now. Father, I pray for every individual that is listening to BPN Radio today, regardless of what their situation might be. And it may be that on this Saturday, where people are going to have a weekend off or have some time away with their family, I may be praying or visiting with someone today that has no family to visit. Maybe they're having to work today. Maybe they're not getting any time off. I pray for them right now. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord, and whatever is happening in their life, I know there is hope. And I ask, Lord, that you minister to them. I ask, Holy Spirit, that you come and touch their lives because you know who they are. And I ask today that you bless them. Some people that they hate holidays, even the Labor Day holidays. They hate holidays because it's a memory. A memory of how things may have used to have been, or who they were with on a Labor Day in years gone past. And they hate holidays because whatever it is, it represents not having fun, not having time off, but it represents pain and sorrow because of the memories. I pray for them right now. I pray for these individuals that are listening to the sound of my voice here on BPN Radio. I bless them today, and I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would come and that you would minister to them in the name of Jesus. Let them know that you care, that you love them, that you're concerned about them. And Lord, may they know, even though they may feel isolated, even though they may feel all alone, I pray, Lord, that you will let them know today that you know their name, you created them for a purpose, and you're at work in their lives. I pray for them in Jesus' name. I pray for that woman out there that is fighting for the custody of her children. There's been many accusations that have been made against her. And these are false accusations that have been made against her. And her husband is on the verge of taking her children into custody. And she knows that they will not be properly cared for, properly disciplined. They will not be taken to church or properly taught the principles of the Word of God. And she's fighting and struggling. I pray for her right now. I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would just come and minister peace to her in the name of Jesus. Let your healing power, let your healing virtue work in her life. When I'm talking about healing, I'm talking about the healing of her emotions that are so raw and so fragile at this very time. Lord, I pray that you would come and make yourself real, make yourself known, and may she know that you are with her, and just give her some type of signal or sign or confirmation. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And I pray for that person today that's having that continuous pain in their head, particularly over their right eye. I pray in Jesus' name that you would bring healing from those severe headaches in the name of Jesus. And I pray for the person right now that's had severe trauma to the back of their head. They've either been hit in the head, they've fallen, some type of accident maybe has happened, but they've had severe trauma to the back of their head, and having a difficult time with memory, loss of memory. There's some disability going on there. I pray for that individual in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I pray for the person that's had one of their arteries cut and infection has set in that particular place in their artery. And I ask, Lord, that you minister healing in Jesus' name. And the pain that is accompanying this wound that has not been properly taken care of, I just ask God for healing and a relief to the pain in Jesus' name. I pray for that individual today that feels that they need to have some medical care, but they do not have the finances or the resources, and they do not have hospital insurance, and they are neglecting. They're neglecting getting the care that they need, going for the proper testing. I pray, Lord, that you would just provide healing, provide a way for this to be taken care of in Jesus' name. And I just hear you saying, Holy Spirit, that we are to make our needs known. And there needs to be a request from this person to people that really are willing and ready and waiting to help this individual. So I pray now that this request will be known and this person will not remain secretly or secretive about what is going on concerning their medical situation and what needs to be given attention promptly. I pray in Jesus' name you give them the courage to say something. I pray in Jesus' name for that person that has a bad report concerning their eyesight, and it seems like their eyesight is dwindling. There's a lot of pain in the eyes. There's inflammation. I just pray now for healing in Jesus' name. I pray for the person that has been denied access concerning seeing your children. And I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that access will be made available and the spirit of contention and strife is broken. You know, the Bible said where there's envy and strife, there's every evil work. And I just ask right now that the Holy Spirit comes and ministers to you and this spirit of contention and strife is broken, and you'll be able to make those visitations that you need in Jesus' name. I pray for that young person listening today that is contemplating suicide, and you've been thinking about it a long time and you have a plan to take your own life, but I believe the Holy Spirit is letting you know that he really needs for you to stay alive. There's other people that need you, and that he has a special plan for your life. And so I just ask right now in Jesus' name that the Holy Spirit would come and minister to you here on this Saturday and restore the hope that has been diminished, taken away from you. He'd restore that in Jesus' name. I pray for that young person that's run away from home, and you've ran away from home because you feel like that your parents care more for your sibling or siblings, whichever one it may be, than they do for you. And you're not living at home right now. You're living with a friend, And I believe the Holy Spirit has prompted you to listen to BPN Radio today and is speaking to you that you need to go back home and ask your parents to forgive you for leaving without permission, and let them know that you love them and that you want to be a blessing in your home. Forgive your sibling or siblings, and do whatever you can to serve them, to be a servant in their lives. And there just needs to be restoration there. So I just pray for you right now that you'll be restored back to your family, back to your home, in Jesus' name. And I pray for that family that has become terror-stricken because of a father or husband that is threatening to kill the whole family and occasionally gets the gun out, threatens to kill the wife and the children. And I declare there's a family member or family members that are listening to BPN Radio today, and you go to bed afraid every night. You live in terror. And I'm just encouraging you, as I pray for you right now, not to be silent, but let someone you trust know, a pastor, a friend, and particularly let the police know, in Jesus' name. So I pray for you right now that you will not live in this aura of fear, this atmosphere of fear, but I pray in Jesus' name that you will receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit as He speaks to you here on this Saturday. Peace, peace, peace. Jehovah Shalom is your peace, is your guide, is your director, is your comforter. I pray for you right now, and I encourage you to let somebody know what's happening, what's going on, in Jesus' name. I pray today for those that are incarcerated. I pray for those of you that are listening and you are in prison today. And I pray for a wife whose husband is in prison, or children whose father is in prison. I pray for y'all right now in Jesus' name. And I ask the Holy Spirit to comfort you and minister to you, and know that He loves you and cares for you. You children, while your dad is in prison, He said, I'll be a father to you. And women that your husbands are in prison, He said, I'll be a husband to you. And I'll set in proxy for your husband until he returns home, or your father till he returns home. In Jesus' name. So I ask God that you would minister to these individuals today in Jesus' name, to these families today in the name of Jesus. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we live in a very troubled world. And, you know, I was, as I was in the grocery store the other day, and was, my wife Jean does most of our grocery shopping, but she's had some illness lately. Thank you for praying for her. So I went to the grocery store, and I looked at the grocery store, and the people were trying to make decisions on what they were going to buy, take home to eat. And suddenly I just realized what an incredible blessing it is to live in America. And I thought about the people, the Christians, in Iraq and Syria, and now they've spilled over into other countries who just don't have any selection. I mean, they don't have to make a decision about what they might eat for breakfast or lunch or dinner. And I don't think we have to feel guilty. We have to know that we're blessed. But there are people everywhere that are hungry, particularly hundreds of thousands of our Christian brothers and sisters are just looking for a morsel of bread. It's unbelievable that genocide among Christians is taking place in the world. And we must understand that unless we pray, unless we have another spiritual awakening in America, that we are going to experience exactly the same thing. We're a nation whose walls have been broken down, gates have been burned with fire, and we already have the enemies already inside our borders. It's not that the enemy's coming. The enemy's inside of our borders, and it's not like a storm is coming. The storm is already here. And we are seeing things happening in other nations of the world that we eventually, unless we turn back to God, and quickly, we eventually are going to see happening in America. And we're going to watch on our television screens at neighboring towns or neighboring cities or neighboring states. And what is happening? We're gonna see a lot of things that we say that is surreal. That is surreal. And so we must realize that there are people out there that are hungry, and we pray for them. We pray for the hundreds of thousands of Christians in Syria and Iraq, and those that have spilled over into Europe, those people that are hungry, some of them have not had any food for several days. And Lord, while we in America can take our basket and stroll down the aisle and we just get to the soup section, and we have so many different brands of soup, and we can have vegetable soup or chicken soup or beef soup, and we're quite concerned that we can't make a decision on what kind of soup we want. God, help us, I pray. Help us, I pray, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, we need your help. We need your help. I pray for these. I not only pray for them, but I send money. I send money to those that I trust that will get the food supplies and whatever supplies that are needed for another day as much as they can. And Lord, I support men like Glenn Beck that are bringing some of these Christians to the borders of America to bring them in, to help feed and clothe them. And you say, well, there are just so many, we just can't help everybody. I've heard that too many times, ladies and gentlemen. We just can't help everybody. No, but we can help somebody. And in Jesus' name, I'm sending up my prayers on behalf of Christians who are being persecuted in different nations of the world, some of them incarcerated, some men having to watch their wives and their little daughters being raped, and some women watching their husbands being beheaded, and people watching their babies cry because they don't have any food or water. And you say, we're just becoming very dramatic. Yes, I am. I am very dramatic because I know that what I'm saying is real. And I know the question arises, why should we in America be so blessed and have so much to eat when there's so many nations, so many people? 60% of the world will go to bed hungry tonight. Why us? And my response to that is, we are blessed because we have been willing to bless Israel. And now that we are opposing Israel on many fronts, because we're not standing with Israel, particularly because we, as a governmental body, is giving access to Iran, who says they are going to wipe Israel off of the face of the earth. We got to know that the blessing is being lifted off of our nation. The blessing. I'm going to repeat myself. The blessing is being lifted off of our nation because we're no longer as a nation standing with Israel. So I pray right now in Jesus' name that we as a nation will repent and realize, Lord, that we have been blessed all of these years because we have blessed Israel and we have taken the gospel of Jesus Christ around the globe, around the world, into the uttermost parts of the earth. We have carried the gospel, And Lord, I just pray for mercy, and I just pray that you would help us as we contend for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. In Jesus' name, we declare and decree it in the name of Jesus. Will you help me, Dale Gentry, a man that's been in the ministry for 49 years, I've been married for 54 years, would you help me take this message of prayer across America, around the world? People listen to this broadcast and are praying for this nation, because we're truly in jeopardy. Would you help me pray? And would you make a contribution to this ministry? I don't say a whole lot about finances, about giving, but everybody's got to have partners. Will you consider being a monthly partner? You can do that by going to bpnradio.com. BPN, Breakout Prayer Network, bpnradio.com. Go down to the bottom of the page and click on Donate. And you can use your PayPal, your credit card, debit card, or you can send a check to Breakout Prayer Network. And the address for Breakout Prayer Network is P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. Breakout Prayer Network, your gifts are tax deductible. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio today. I'll be back tomorrow at the same time or any time as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.